We want to talk about what's happening with these markets, what's happening with our investments, and where we're going to head in 2022. We're going to do that with Ted Oakley, the Auxbau Advisors Managing Partner. It's good to have you here. And Ted, there's a lot of concern about things slowing down in 2022. Just your overall headline. I mean, I had a guest on yesterday who said S&P 500 up 11%, will end the year in 2022 at 5,300. Investors like to hear that. But the facts on the table are hinting at something else. What's the headline you would want us to consider?
Well, I think the headline, Adam, you want to find out is where are we headed with this Fed? I mean, really, if you look at the last 12 years, now going into the 13th year, it's all been Fed-induced and basically an artificial market. If they really are going through with and not buy more bonds and really raise the rates at some point in time, then that's going to be the first time in 13 years that investors are having to look at something a little bit differently. And I think that'll be the biggest thing that happens this year as far as changing the directions of the markets. And it could very well go into a situation where by the time you get into the second and third quarter, you get some slowdown because, let's face it, everything is priced to perfection right now, and actually about twice as much.
Ted, this is Emily. You spoke about the Fed, and I'm wondering, what do you expect that central bank to do on balance here, considering that on one hand we have the Omicron virus concerns, a record number of cases just counted here in the US, but on the other hand, we have this extremely tight labor market, and what we saw from the JOLTS job openings and labor turnover summary this morning showing a record number of Americans quitting their jobs in November.
Well, Emily, I think what's happened to the Fed is they've turned political on us. As soon as the inflation numbers had gone up, and I think the administration had pressed them to, hey, we've got to do something about inflation. We're not going to worry as much about the market and the bond market, but we have to get this inflation down because that's where the votes are going to be in 22. So I think they've turned a bit political on us, which is the problem, because if you get into that and you raise those rates and you quit buying bonds and all of a sudden, you have some softness come in the stock markets, then they're really caught in a spot. Let's say you have a 20-25% decline in the stock market, and all the while you still have inflation. What would the Fed do? I really don't know. My guess is, though, they would throw in the towel again and say, hey, we have to have the market, but we'll see.
We're going to get the FOMC minutes. I realize they're 3 weeks old, but we're going to get those minutes. We're going to get a sense of really what's coming at us, especially as we move towards the SEP meeting in March. When we talk about unwinding the balance sheet, $9 trillion, that's a heck of a lot. I wanted to use a different word, but a heck of a lot of liquidity. Even as they start to ramp back on that, we're going to be awash in money for a long time, are we not?
Well, we are. If you think about it, I mean, what's happening is they're saying we're not going to buy any more bonds, Adam. It's not that we're going to sell what's on the balance sheet, so that has to roll off effectively over time. I think the bigger thing, though, is that the fact that they're not in the marketplace. And by the way, look, at the end of December, it looks like to us they were still buying as many mortgage backs as they were, in November. Whether they're going to change that or not, I guess we'll have to see. But I think the bigger question is, and you're right about this, it takes a long time to roll that off. If you look at, and they've got bonds that are short, but they also have some longer-term bonds, and they've got TIPS bonds in there as well. So it'll take them a while to roll that off for sure. And I think if somebody's saying we're going to normalize, I have to say, Adam, it would be hard for us to see them normalize in the next few years. Hard to do.
Considering all of the known concerns that are out there in the market right now around the Federal Reserve, inflation, supply chain concerns, where do you think investors should be right now, and where do you see some opportunities?
Well, Emily, we're widely diversified, really, in our two primary strategies. One is a real high income strategy that has a lot of income in it, but it doesn't have any bonds. The other strategy is a growth strategy, and we try to find companies in the growth strategy that we think can wade through a downturn. So if you have, let's say we do slow over the next 18 months or so, then we feel like we own companies that can make money regardless. They're companies you have to have typically, to do transactions, healthcare, O'Reilly, for example. Well, a lot of things we feel like you have to do. On the income strategy side, we have a wide diversification level there, but what we're trying to do there is we own things that pay anywhere between 5 and say 9 to 10%. And what we're trying to do there is get a cash flow item in there that will really push us through this same period.